Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. We take a look at a narration from the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ahead of you are difficult days. Remaining steadfast on Islam will be like holding on to burning coal. Those that do good deeds in those days will receive the reward of 50 people." It was asked of Messenger of Allah, "Will they receive the reward of 50 people like them or 50 people of us?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "50 of you." Subhanallah. So in here, there is a warning that as we get closer to Qiyamah, it will become more difficult to practice upon the commandments of Allah and the commandments of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More difficult, but never impossible. If it's impossible, then it won't be obligatory upon you in the first place. Allah says in the Quran, "La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha." Allah does not make compulsory upon you that which you cannot bear. Allah does not make compulsory upon you that which you cannot bear. So it may become difficult, very difficult, but not impossible. However, the more difficult it is, the greater the reward. So in a climate which was conducive, meaning the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was easier to practice. In a climate now, which is not conducive, everywhere you go, there's promiscuity, there's immorality, there's nudity, there's this issue, there's that trend, there's this ideology which is being promoted right to children in their schools and into the gadgets which are stuck to your palms. Everywhere you go, you're being bombarded, you know, you're being brainwashed. There's the propaganda of an alternate of things other than what Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants. If in such an environment you can hold steadfast onto deen, it's difficult but not impossible. You'll get the reward of 50 people adhering to the deen. And not 50 of your time, 50 of the Sahaba. Now imagine the quality of the worship of the Sahaba, the quality of the adherence to the deen from the side of the Sahaba. So in that, there's also a glad tiding from us, for us. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will latch on to the glad tiding, inshallah, that in these days when things have become so anti-Islam and so against the morals and the values of the deen, that we remain steadfast and inshallah earn the great reward. Signs of the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.